Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
Well, AOC and others want to see Chuck Schumer go when it comes to Senate leadership. He says, nope, I'm not going anywhere.
I am doing what I have done for my whole career. I'm fighting hard to bring Americans' costs down. I'm fighting hard to deliver for New York. I've done that my whole career. I'm going to continue to do that, period.
Well, we'll see how that turns out for him, right? I got to admit that we got a couple of people in the Republican Party that probably and maybe are stepping away, like Mitch McConnell. But good God, why wait till the end of your term? Let's just get it moving. Peter Zane is back with us this afternoon, editor at Real Clear Investigations. Wrote a great piece about the shutdown and the aftermath of the shutdown. Good afternoon, Peter. How are you?
Great. Thanks so much for having me. I used to live in New York, so I got to vote against Schumer multiple times.
Well, let's start there, just with the dynamics with Mamdani and Schumer and AOC and younger people voting. I mean, just what was your reaction to what happened? Obviously, some of us were a little disappointed. I was realistic, though. These are blue states. You knew Mamdani was going to win. The margins were, significant. But I think, Peter, the one thing that's fascinating is younger women in particular who came out in these elections.
Oh, well, we did a story in Real Clear Investigations a couple of years ago about how the tremendous divide between especially single women and the rest of the population, and they are, except for African Americans now, the most reliable voting bloc for Democrats. And you basically don't really have we often talk about Democrat versus Republican, it's tribal, it's ideological. It's really a gender split at this point.
Yeah, and is it just because, what's the theory there? Because here's what I know. Here's a realistic example. My wife's on an airplane right now heading back from Boulder. She was out there with my daughter, so I know she's not listening. I may be able to get away with some of this. She's got a group of friends from Milwaukee where she grew up, and, it's a friend text string. A lot of us have this. But 80% of the friends on the text string have Trump derangement syndrome, right? All these young women. And these are people who don't work. Their husbands work, so they're not really, for the most part, working. But they are so obsessed. I mean, so obsessed with Trump. Every day, and it's kind of rude to the other people on the text string, but every day, their energy and their focus is on hating Trump.
Think how much of that, we're going to generalize here, but I think that their generalizations arise because they describe some aspects of reality. When you talk to people, why do you dislike Trump so much? It's always personal. I mean, really, that Hollywood Access interview was the key thing where he talked about women allowing you to take advantage of them in certain circumstances. And so, the gender politics are ones when you think about stereotypical aspects, how women look at the world, vulnerability, fragility, relationships with people, compromise, caring for others, nurturing, mothering, all of these things, are at odds with how men typically see the world.
Well,
and the Democrats speak much more to the vulnerability, the nurturing, the I'll make it okay for you than Republicans and men do in general.
Right.
I think that's really fair.
Right. Absolutely. Yeah. All right. So then that kind of gets us to the government shutdown. It goes on forever. In my mind, I think in yours too, Peter, the Democrats got nothing. They got nothing in return whatsoever. But then as soon as they fail on that, as you astutely notice, they pivot right to Epstein, right? And the Epstein pivot is kind of exposed relatively quickly as well.
You know, it is an endless war against Trump and the Republicans. And the minute you just think about this, the minute Mueller cleared Trump of the Russiagate hoax, they impeached him over the call with the Ukrainians. It's a never-ending assault, undermining all the norms of our democracy. I get in discussions all the time with most of the people I know are liberals, leftists, vote for Democrats, and they say, well, both sides do it. And both sides don't do it. What they have done, from Russiagate to lying about the Hunter Biden laptop to all the COVID shenanigans with the voting, there's no equivalence on the other side. And this shutdown was yet another example of them taking a weak hand and doing what they could. And believe me, one of the things that kept it going was the polls show that they somehow Republicans who were voting to reopen the government were blamed just as much as Democrats were. And so they saw it to their advantage.
Now, I think I sense this in your piece. They have a built-in advantage because, let's face it, the way that the legacy media spins these yarns, and you just mentioned several of them, and I will say this. I found a couple of moments in the past few weeks where Kristen Welker at NBC and the Meet the Press actually, you know, called BS on some of the Democrats, and I saw a little bit of pushback on CNN, maybe even on MSNBC. But for the most part, the Democrats got allowed to get away with their talking points that it's the Republicans that were the ones who were shutting down the government, and they had the legacy media narrative. So they were kind of riding on that a little bit as well.
Right. And, you know, one of the things that it's funny, you do this job enough and you forget insights that you had before. But one of the things we used to talk about 10 years ago when they really started trotting out this, you're all a bunch of racists, you're bitter clingers, sticking to your guns. You know, one thing the Democrats absolutely believe is they're right on every issue. And if you disagree with them, it's because you're stupid or you're morally bankrupt.
Right.
And so the shutdown then gets cast as, well, if the Republicans don't want to go along with the ACA extensions of the sweeteners, it's they're standing in the way of what good government is. So it's their fault because they're not agreeing to do what's right. And the underlying media narrative is always that you are obstructing because you're not giving the Democrats exactly what you want. And then the Epstein pivot, I mean, I'll tell you a funny thing. I actually wrote that column. They were supposed to publish it on a Thursday, and they had to hold it till Friday. So I rewrote it to include the Epstein thing because all of a sudden that was all that was in the news. And that is really filtering back to what you were saying before about the gender politics. Because the Epstein issue is the Trump is a misogynist pig, you know, writ large. That is why they have pushed that narrative so hard, even though he's actually the only guy that ever called him out. He seems to be the only guy who, of all the rich people that knew Epstein, that said, he's a creep, I don't want to have anything to do with him. Just like he is, in all honesty, probably one of the few people who did real estate in New York for 40 years who didn't break the law.
Well, there's that. Here's what Trump said about Epstein today.
No matter what we give, it's never enough. You know, with Kennedy, we gave everything and it wasn't enough. With Martin Luther King, we gave everything and it's never enough. We've already given, I believe the number is 50,000 pages. 50,000 pages. And it's just a Russia hoax as it pertains to the Republicans. Now, I believe that many of the people that some of the people that we mentioned are being looked at very seriously for their relationship to Jeffrey Epstein. But they were with him all the time. I wasn't at all. And we'll see what happens. What I just don't want Epstein to do is detract from the great success of the Republican Party, including the fact that the Democrats are totally blamed for the shutdown. You know, they cost our country hundreds of billions of dollars with that, at a lot of inconvenience. So I'm for any, I don't, they can do whatever they want. We'll give them everything. Sure I would. Let the Senate look at it. Let anybody look at it. But don't talk about it too much, because honestly, I don't want to take it away from us.
So, you know, one of the questions I was having, and I apologize, Peter, that was a longer soundbite, but I wanted to get it all in there. But, you know, maybe some people would say, well, why didn't you say that months ago?
So I think that in a weird way, and it just occurred to me now, so I haven't really thought this through, but it almost speaks to a consistency of his character, that he is tired of letting them put forward nonsense narrative.
Right.
And that overrode his political judgment, which should have been, let's just get this out and get it over with. I think he is so sick and tired of them constantly bringing up nonsense against him. And I think that probably led to a miscalculation that has kept this story alive longer. But I understand the impulse.
Yeah. No, I do too. And, you know, there was a little nuance to that soundbite that I want to point out as well, because he has used the word hoax before in association with this. And clearly, and I think he made it, he's not talking about Jeffrey Epstein, the abuse of these young women, whatever might have taken place. That is not a hoax. But he even said, he said the word, the way it relates, because the Democrats are trying to make this about politics, even though there were some Democrats that were hanging with Jeffrey Epstein, even former presidents like Bill Clinton. But they try to make it a political issue. And again, this is one of those advantages that they have with the media. Half the time, I think a lot of the Democrats that are screaming about this, they have no idea what they're screaming about. They just like to say, Epstein files, right?
So we did a story at Real Clear Investigations about 3 months ago. Stacey Plaskett, who is the Democratic representative to the Virgin Islands in Congress, she is knee-deep in Epstein stuff. So dirty you can't believe it. The Washington Post did a story 4 days ago when these emails came out that Epstein was actually coaching her during a Michael Cohen hearing. So the fact that the mainstream media has completely ignored that story. She is a sitting member of Congress who was so involved, because Epstein, of course, had his Pleasure Island was down in the Virgin Islands. He was deeply involved.
Yeah, that's interesting. Yeah, wow. Well, it's all fascinating. We'll see. I've never been, and I'm not trying to, you know, minimize the damage that Epstein and some of the folks around him inflicted on women in no way, shape, or form. But the way that this has just become all about politics and Trump, just, you know, I tune out, because you just don't know what's true. And I just release it all, like he said, and get it out there and then see what happens. But they'll still lie
about
it.
Can I say one other quick thing?
Yeah.
This is just another sign of how amoral all of these people are, because the emails have shown you Larry Summers, Bill Clinton, all of these people were hanging. Katie Kirk went to dinner with this guy after he got out of jail for his previous conviction.
I didn't know that.
So they were fine with him. The media ignored this story till the Democrats said, "We got nothing. We got nothing here." You remember when they first brought this back? He was winning day after day after day, and this is when they started to change the narrative. It was by resurrecting this. Until then, these people couldn't have cared less about any of those victims and what this guy did.
Awesome stuff as always. Peter Zane, thanks for jumping on here with me this afternoon.
Thanks.
I appreciate it.
Of course.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.